Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Sammy Davis Jr. What a treasure he was. It's Wendy Snyder here at Sunday Morning. Dave Schwann, you remember Sammy.
Oh, do I ever.
I loved him.
What an entertainer.
He was really amazing. Was.
Fantastic voice.
He was funny. I'm having little flashbacks to Laughing. And
yeah.
Right. Such a great show. And I watched some of it on YouTube, Laughing, and I don't know that it really still holds.
No, but it's still fun.
It is.
That was a cutting-edge program in its time, though.
Yes.
You know, that whole...
Sock it to me.
Mid to late 60s psychedelia type of thing. That was all over. Flower power, you know.
Goldie Hawn,
yeah.
When I said sock it to me, I remember Richard Nixon saying
it on
there.
I was going to say, Nixon, yeah, sock it to me.
All right, well, we're going back in time, but Dave, we're going to go back a little farther because we here at WGN Radio are celebrating America's 250th birthday this year on July 4th. And each and every show is highlighting some moments in America's history. You can go to WGNradio.com and look under the Spirit of America and find out some interesting history. Well, today we're going to be focusing on the Sunday show on iconic brands that have been part of the fiber of America. Today we are going to celebrate chocolate. Specifically, Baker's chocolate, and there's some interesting history behind this. I'm not a big baker. I more enjoy cooking, but I am definitely aware of Baker's chocolate. And the company was originally founded in 1765 under a different name. It was called Hannon's Best Chocolate. The company was created in Boston by Irish immigrant John Hannon and Dr. James Baker, who began importing cocoa beans and making chocolate. However, intrigue is involved in this historical moment.
Around that time, there would be.
Well, this is really wild. I was doing some research, and this guy, John Hannon, mysteriously never returned from a trip to the West Indies. He just disappeared. And was declared dead. His wife sold the company to Baker in 1780, and Dr. James Baker changed the company's name to the Baker Chocolate Company in honor of himself. Baker's Chocolate began producing chocolate, but it really wasn't meant for baking. Originally, the company made drinking chocolate or hot chocolate, and it wasn't until Baker's grandson, Walter Baker, took over the company that they began producing baking chocolate for our needs in our pantry. As previously mentioned, Baker's Chocolate manufactures and sells specifically German chocolate, and it's not just any German chocolate. I'm drooling because now all I want is chocolate. It's the original German chocolate that was used to make the first ever German chocolate cake, which was not made in Germany. How about that?
We're going all over the place here.
I know. That's the story of my life. But it actually got its name from the chocolate it's made from, Baker's Chocolate's German sweet chocolate. Even weirder, the chocolate itself didn't have anything to do with Germany. It's named after the man who created it, Samuel German. I'm not even kidding. Can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Well, today... Okay. I feel like this is a far-flung forecast right now all of a sudden. Today, the Baker's Chocolate brand is owned by the Kraft Heinz Company. It's synonymous with the baking aisle. It offers products like unsweetened chocolate, semi-sweet bars, of course, German chocolate, and cocoa powder. And it's part of the history of America as we celebrate 250 years.
Now, you know, I learned something here, Wendy, because I've loved German chocolate cake all my life and did not know that it originated from Germany and that a man named German came up with the recipe.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
And I am a big fan of German chocolate cake. And the whole deal here, it's distinctive coconut pecan frosting. It is so good.
Oh, I know.
I want German chocolate cake. I've talked about this in the past. I am so suggestible, but even to myself. Now, I have you ever had a homemade German chocolate cake?
My mother may have made one, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
A long time ago, but yes, Mom was a great baker.
Was she really?
Oh, cakes and pies, yes, indeed. Especially fruit pies this time of year. The best apple pie, the best blueberry pie.
Do you have any of her recipes?
Actually, I do. I've got some. My dad kept them. And then when Dad passed away, my cousin and I were cleaning out his place and found these old cookbooks there. So I saved a few of them. She took a couple, I think, because she said there was some value to them, and they were having some sort of a fundraiser at church where, you know, they could, you know, be sold and raise money. But I do have a couple of those cookbooks, yes.
You want
me to bring them in?
I would like a pie crust recipe. I'm not great at baking because I like to improvise a lot when cooking. In baking, it's like chemistry. You can't improvise.
That's
you
right.
You have to follow.
Yeah. Exact directions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how I am about following exact directions. It's a little difficult for me. But my cousin Char, for Christmas one year, put together a family cookbook. This is like the greatest idea and the greatest gift if you have a big family. I'm half Italian, so my Italian side, my grandmother had 5 sisters. There were 6 of them together. They all had different spaghetti sauces, and they all put in different secret ingredients. Instead of wine, my grandma's secret ingredient was whiskey, and her spaghetti sauce was almost like chili. It was just so filled with beef and pork and mushrooms, but it was really, really thick. Then Auntie Mary had like a more of a marinara sauce. It was a little thinner. So none of them shared their recipes with each other. It's pretty funny. So one Christmas, my cousin Char, Auntie Mary's daughter, my cousin, she and her late husband Rich put together this family cookbook with a little history of my grandfather or my grandmother and all her sisters and their Italian roots and everything. And this family cookbook is just covered with tomato sauce and stains because I use it so frequently, and everyone contributed a recipe to this book, and I thought it was one of the best Christmas presents I ever got.
I want to taste that spaghetti, the pasta sauce that you said was almost like chili.
That's my grandma's.
With
like the meat sauce?
Yeah.
The meat sauce,
yeah.
And put that with the pasta. You have one filling meal there.
Yeah, it
wow.
really is. And
yeah.
It's kind of like a bolognese, but without the
okay.
cream.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
no cream in this. But in the recipe book, the family recipe book, there is a bolognese sauce and just some really wonderful food. And I'm telling you, every Sunday, man, all I talk about is food because we get so hungry here. I can share that. Well, my sister won't let me share that recipe, Dave, but maybe I'll make it and bring you some and you can freeze it.
Okay.
again, I don't know what it is with, not sharing recipes. And a lot of the Italian pizza places here in Chicago in the suburbs, you know, the Italians get into a fight and then they break up, and then that's how you get Pizzeria Uno and Pizzeria Due, and, you know, we're not going to share the recipe, we'll just go separate ways. And that's how it all happens.